Well, this has been the traditional understanding of the leaders of the Christian church. Certainly the older understanding, going back to the times of the early church and St. Augustine, the papacy led the church off in a different direction where the expertise was not in theology but in administrative competence and political competence because the Pope was also a lord. But with the Reformation, the emphasis again on the leaders of the church was theological competence. And this was the case among pretty much all the Reformation churches until the 20th century when the ecumenical movement came about and said, well, put theology on the back burner and maybe even take it off the stove because the whole purpose of the president is to be involved in, you should say, really organizational negotiations. And so he's really more of an administrative leader under the ecumenical movement, and that really has kind of defined how people think of Protestant church leaders in the 20th century. But the leaders of all the Lutheran churches in America in the 19th century saw themselves as theologians, and they had to write, and they had to deal with theological issues.